radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And boy, that will always mess up my concentration when I lose that connection. For a moment, I thought Austin, Texas had been destroyed by Al-Qaeda. All right. Yeah, that'll wake you up faster than a cup of coffee will. All righty, let's see. Now, as you're aware, our nation has mutated into something truly horrible. And we know that to be the fact. I know there's a lot of Americans still trying to pretend it's not so, or to pretend it's perfectly okay for our country to be doing what we're doing. Just, you know, please don't have the Gestapo come kick down my door or anything like that. But the reality is that our nation is engaging in exactly the same kind of behavior as the Third Reich. Most notably, the use of torture. And as you know, there was the problem of all these so-called CIA black sites where they were maintaining these torture centers in other countries so they wouldn't be discovered, and they got discovered anyway. And there was this case of this one guy who was tortured, Abu Zubaydah. Sorry, I mispronounced his name here. Basically, there were videotapes made of the torture sessions. I guess they're made of all the torture sessions, and then they send them to the White House, and then the Security Council sits around late at night abusing themselves watching these guys being tortured. But in 2005, tapes that were being requested by a congressional investigation were destroyed. The CIA simply destroyed them, said, "We burned them all up? Tough. What are you going to do about it?" And apparently, a guy named Jose Rodriguez has written a new book defending torture, saying it's a proud moment in American history to torture these guys into confessions. And apparently, these videotapes of this guy being tortured showed him, you know, stripped naked, being waterboarded, vomiting and screaming. And that's why the CIA didn't want the tapes to be made public. But it doesn't matter if the tapes are made public or not. We know this is what the government is doing. We know because of the scars on the body of Binyam Mohammed that far worse things than waterboarding are being done to these people to secure these politically useful confessions. And when people defending the government come around and say, well, torture is necessary to get at the truth, just ask them, do you believe in witches? Do you think there are women wearing pointy hats and riding broomsticks across the sky, inconveniencing civil aviation, casting spells, turning people into frogs? Do you actually think that's out there? Because under torture, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of women confess to doing exactly that and were executed for the crime. Technically, they were executed for heresy, which means freedom of choice. You cannot say that torture produces accurate information unless you're willing to say that you believe in witches riding brooms across the sky. Because every one of those convictions by the witch courts was sound in logic and law, founded on confessions extracted under torture. Like I said, we seem to have a government leadership intent on taking us back to just before the Magna Carta was signed, because even the Magna Carta says confessions extracted under torture are worthless. This is not a proud moment in the history of the United States of America. This is our blackest hour, and one that every American citizen ought to cringe in shame in comprehending, and certainly not one that we should ever give our moral or financial support to perpetuating. We're going to take a break for commercials. 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm seeing more and more people are talking about this situation where the TSA took this 18-month-old baby off of an airplane because the name looked like one on the no-fly list. And the really amazing part of it all is that these TSA drones, to a man or to a woman, they all looked at the computer screen saying, do not let this name on the plane. They turn around and there's an 18-month-old baby, and it apparently did not ignite a single brain cell. That there's some kind of a problem between what the computer is telling them to do and the reality that's right in front of their eyes. So, I don't know. Maybe the zombies already got to the TSA. They don't have any brains anymore. That would make a lot more sense here. Alrighty, I want to talk a little bit about Israel. And our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Manny is now in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and answering your calls. People are looking at Israel's new, what they're calling the National Unity Government. And they're very obviously back on track to start a war with Iran that the United States will be expected to finish. Pundits are already starting to refer to Benjamin Netanyahu as King Benny the First. He has unprecedented control over the government of Israel right now, not only having merged Likud with Kadima Party. They're gearing up for this major military assault on Iran, and like the government of the United States of America, they're going after their own working and middle class. Drive them down into poverty so they can't stand up in opposition to the New World Order. Now, a lot of Israel's ministers are very concerned because originally the head of the Kadima party, Mofaz, was opposed to the war with Iran. It's a huge mistake. Israel could easily lose. Russia could come in and we wind up with a real honest-to-goodness world war with real honest-to-good nuclear weapons flying back and forth. And it doesn't matter how tiny Israel is, one of them could still fall on there. But now Benjamin Netanyahu has appointed Mofaz as the deputy prime minister. Get a big promotion. He's now a big shot. And that may have been the trade, the quid pro quo. If you'll support my war, I'll make you a big shot in the new combined government. And Israel's ministers are concerned that Mofaz is going to go with that deal. Yeah, well, we'll roll the dice here, and I get to be deputy prime minister of a country that may not last a whole heck of a lot longer. You know, I sometimes wonder about Admiral Dönitz, who was head of the U-boats in Germany in World War II, and a lot of people don't know this, but he was briefly ruler of Germany after Hitler committed suicide. And I kind of wonder what that felt like as a job. I'm in charge of Germany. I'm going to be unemployed in another 2 weeks, but at least for the moment, I got to be looking pretty good. Now, as part of its new belligerence, Israel has set tough new demands for the upcoming P5 talks with Iran. Catherine Ashton, the European diplomat leading these nuclear negotiations with Iran, basically went down to Israel and was given her marching orders by Benjamin Netanyahu, basically saying that Israel's terms is complete suspension of all nuclear activity, tear down the power station, get rid of the medical isotopes, get rid of anything nuclear anywhere in the country. Radium watch dials, send them out of country. Anything at all. Now, there's a couple of problems with this. First of all, there's a problem in that the European Union's representative to the P5 talks has to fly to Israel in the first place. Because Israel isn't really technically, legally a part of this discussion. Israel is not a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council. That's where the P5 comes from. Israel is not even a regular member of the Security Council right now. They don't legally have a dog in this hunt. Israel's membership at the United Nations is technically null and void right now because they never complied with the conditions placed on their joining the United Nations, which was allowing the Palestinians a right of return and financial compensation to Palestinians for homes and villages that were destroyed in the creation of the nation of Israel. Israel has never complied with either of those requirements. Technically, they're not a member of the United Nations. They shouldn't be allowed in the front door. Now, Israel led the charge against Iraq's nuclear power program and bombed the civilian power station at Osirak, claiming it housed a secret bomb-making factory, which turned out to be completely baseless. Iraq was playing by the rules, as is Iran. And nobody should be listening to Israel screaming, bomb, because they've done it so often, and it's turned out to be a lie. Netanyahu has been waving the war flags against Iran for years, and every day he waves them harder and makes his demands higher from Western countries. Netanyahu knows Iran is not going to surrender their rights under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which Iran has signed, the United States has signed, and Israel has not. Benjamin Netanyahu is not looking for a solution. He wants his war. He wants to start a war with Iran and then turn to the United States and say, here, you finish this up for me, like they did in Iraq, like they did in Afghanistan. Your children will die for Netanyahu's desire to make sure that his neighbor in the Middle East is not an economic competitor in the field of nuclear technology. That's what this is all about. Israel is not under threat from Iran. Israel is the world's sixth largest nuclear power. They have plenty of bombs to use against Iran, and of course the United States would come in and deal a second round of bombs on top of Iran just to make sure. Iran is not a threat to Israel. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest in 200 years. A claim neither the United States or Israel can match. What this is about is maintaining a monopoly. You know, like diamonds. Diamonds are pretty much confined to a certain group of our society. And we're always told by the media, they're rare, they're valuable, they're worth a lot of money because they're so hard to find. They're not hard to find. There's enough diamonds floating around where every woman in America has one or two or three. Every shopping mall has two or three stores filled with diamonds. They're not rare. It's an illusion of scarcity to drive up the prices. Because it's under a monopoly. There's no competing source. Anybody else comes up with diamonds, the media says, oh, those are blood diamonds. They're conflict diamonds. Those are bad diamonds. You don't want to buy those. You want to go over to the store in the mall and buy the diamonds from us because those are propaganda to preserve a market monopoly. And the same thing with nuclear weapons. We already know because of documents they found down in South Africa. Israel's been trying to sell clandestine nuclear weapons around the world, the very activity the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty is designed to prevent. So everybody who signed this non-proliferation treaty, they're not allowed to sell diamonds. I mean, nuclear bombs. Only Israel, which has not signed the non-proliferation treaty, is out there selling diamonds, I'm sorry, nuclear bombs, left and right. And they're running around saying, these are rare. Nobody has them but us. Therefore, we can charge a high price for them. That's what it's about. It's profits. And market share, market monopoly. That's the real issue here. That's why Israel doesn't want anybody else to have nuclear technology. They're not afraid. They're greedy. They want profits. And that is what they are going to ask the U.S. government to sacrifice the lives of your children to protect. We're going to go to the phones. Dan in Washington. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was just curious. I've been reading, and with this whole conflict with Iran going on, we've basically been threatened by Russia and China. If we go into Iran, they're going to jump in against us. Mm-hmm. Why would we have Russian paratroopers coming to train in the United States when we're on the verge of going to World War III with Russia and China? Maybe you.
Well,
can
I've heard that story, but I'm not. I haven't been able to get a confirmation about that. And, you know, remember that both the U.S. and the Russian governments are so large that you may have one department saying, yeah, we want the Russians to come here to train, you know, because it's all buddy-buddy and we're going to get them into NATO and everything. And then at the same time, you're pushing the situation in Israel that could lead to a conflict. And, you know, people will do business with the enemy right up until the opening days of the war. Brown Brothers Harriman in New York was funding Adolf Hitler right up to the start of the war with Germany, at which point they were arrested under the Trading with the Enemies Act. And so, you know, a part of a large, complicated government is one side may still be friends with Russia, you know, and another department may be saying we're going to war. I don't know about this paratrooper thing coming to the United States. I know they've been in here temporarily for training. This story about them being permanently stationed here may be part of the government's bluff saying we now have foreign troops here to keep you in your place. So if you thought that American soldiers won't fire on American citizens during gun confiscation, you can forget about it because we've got the Hessians in here now. I'm sorry, the Russians in here now to put you in your place if we need to. And it may just be a gigantic bluff.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's more of a scare tactic or possibly exactly that's what they're planning is they know the U.S. troops aren't going to try to take our guns away, so they're going to try to use NATO and foreign troops to do it. Wow.
Yeah, they might very well do that. Well, when I was still working in North Hollywood, we had a graphics designer who was an ex-Marine, and he had taken that combat arms survey out at 29 Palms, and what he told us was that all the Marines were saying, yes, they would shoot on Americans and take guns and everything, because that's what the officers obviously wanted them to write. But he said the reality is, no, the Marines would never, ever fire on the American people under any circumstances. So, yeah, that'd be a reason to start waving Russians around. We got to take a break for commercials. Dan, thank you for the call. When we come back, we'll be taking more telephone calls. We'll be right back.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And looks like the plunge protection team may have lost that special magic. The market's indices are all headed down. NASDAQ's already back in the red. And it's kind of funny because the little financial news is, yes, why the Dow is surging back today, which means they're completely out of touch with it. It's all scripted. We're going to grab another phone call. Paul in Michigan. Aloha, Paul.
Hello, Mike. Calling about the TSA.
Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Calling about the TSA
yes.
that you were discussing with that kind of outrageous grabbing a baby and saying, you know, I think that's par for the course for any institution that's taken over by the government, especially the federal government. TSA, I don't even know if they were called that, but there used to be airline security until around 2001. And if they did the things they do now, they would have been sued, you know, for millions of dollars. You know, when that woman had her, if I can say this, breast exposed by the TSA, she sued and got a whopping, what, $2,000 a couple
yeah.
years ago?
Ooh, that'll teach them. Yeah,
yeah,
that'll teach them.
You know, if one of those security guards would have done that, say, 15 years ago, they would have been sued for $20 million. So I think whenever the government takes over anything, you're asking for trouble. And if
well,
I can,
yeah, go ahead.
And I could, compare this, say, to at a local level to teachers when they implement, or teachers in schools when they implemented zero tolerance for drugs and guns and weapons. If a student has an aspirin or draws a picture of a gun or has a plastic knife, they're criminals now. These government workers and teachers are that. They just blindly follow rules and don't use common sense. That's kind of what I think is going on.
Well, that's what they're taking out of our society is the common sense, because they're basically trying to convince us all to not even take the chance of doing something that's going to get us in trouble. In other words, to psychologically paralyze us. Have you ever seen where you have, for an example, an abused child, where anytime they do anything that is not what the parent approves of, they get hideously abused until they reach the point where they're absolutely paralyzed and they're afraid to do anything. They're afraid to try anything new. They just sit in the corner or they watch TV and they basically, they're frozen. They're locked into immobility by their fear that they're going to do something that will trigger a completely out of proportion response. That's what the government is doing to all of us. With this ridiculous thing about drawing a picture of a gun gets you kicked out of school, vitamin pills and aspirins, or even your prescription medication is a violation of the zero tolerance policy, and you get kicked out of school. You know, sharing cough drops will get you into trouble. They're basically creating a situation where our kids are growing up thinking, I can't do anything without getting in trouble, so I'm going to sit here and do nothing because that is the safest course of action. And that is how tyranny works, to paralyze the population.
Yes, that's what's going on. Thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right, you got it. And let's see, we have another caller, and I've forgotten the name because it scrolled up past the top of my little window. So, Manny, if you could help me out, we've got Vince in Indiana. Aloha, Vince. Thank you for calling the show. Sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Hey, listen, getting back to the banker situation, I don't know if you heard that yesterday the news was out about China taking over one of our banks. Is this something that, I know we are in a enormous amount of debt to China. Is this something that, I mean, it's going to continue? Are they going to soon own America? What's your input on this?
Well, first of all, we want to be very, very careful about the propagandistic spin in the article where they're saying China's taking over a bank. Because if it was the other way around, it would say American bank investing in China, or, you know, buying a share of a Chinese bank, or you know, opening a Chinese branch. That's all it is. They're trying to spin it as this horribly negative thing, and there are reasons to be concerned about foreign banks operating in the United States of America, but there are so many that already do operate in the United States of America as part of this push toward globalism. They're just trying to put a negative spin on this one because it's China, and they're taking over. And they're trying to demonize China as part of this buildup to starting a war with China so the government can say, well, we're off the hook. We don't have to pay back all the money that we owe you because we're at war with you now. War settles all debts, and it always has.
So in other words, just more propaganda and brainwashing, right?
It's more propaganda. I mean, there's what difference is there between China opening a bank in the United States and Japan opening a bank in the United States? Or any of the European banks that operate inside the United States of America? Why is China exceptionally different?
Well, I agree, but that's not the way that the headlines read. The headlines read that China took over a U.S. bank.
Well, that is exactly my point. The headlines are trying to spin it as a bad thing, when the reality is there are banks, foreign banks, doing business in the United States every single day. Personally, I think the Chinese are being stupid. You know, they're having trouble already getting back the money that this nation owes them. Why come in here and start loaning some more?
Sure, you're right. Okay, Mike, that's all I want to know. Thanks for answering my question, and thanks for taking my call.
You got it. We're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this. So what I'm trying to say
the answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say... Does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened Radio Show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I want to finish up on Israel and then move on to some other topics. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, as you're probably aware, a major source of friction between Israel and pretty much everybody else on the planet is their continuing appropriation of Palestinian land in the occupied territories on which they're building these settlements, which are illegal under international law and the subject of numerous United Nations resolutions. Now, there is a scandal brewing because there is this Alpana development, and it was built over international protest, and it was said, basically, we bought this land free and clear from the Palestinians, we now own it, we can do whatever we want with it, and they built this development on there. Now, it's come out that apparently that's not true. Offers were made for the land, but no deal was ever reached. And they just went in, and apparently half of this entire development is sitting on land that belongs to Palestinians. And they sued to get it back, and the Israeli High Court is considering literally bulldozing this illegal settlement because it was built on stolen land. And it's come out during the court trial that the developer knew the land wasn't his to build on. He just said, what the heck. Go ahead and grab it. Now, everybody right now is going on and on about this thing where supposedly Mitt Romney may have been abusive or dismissive toward a gay student during his own school year. And I don't want to go into that story because this whole gay thing is just a distraction. But I'm looking at the media obsessed about this whole situation, and yet we have yet to hear the corporate media pick up this Associated Press story from Connecticut where this Jewish woman has sued her congregation because apparently a black woman was buried in the interfaith section of their cemetery, and horror of horrors, this Jewish woman is suing the congregation to have the body evicted. And I think that's just as hateful as supposedly as what Mitt Romney may have done to this student. And yet, no media coverage at all, which tells you this whole gay thing is just political. Now, there's another little story. Basically, this guy named Saban, who has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for running this massive Israeli prostitution ring that also involved luring young girls into Israel with promises of entertainment jobs, getting them in there, taking their passports, and basically saying, well, the only entertainment job we have for you basically involves being on your back or your front or hanging from the chandelier or whatever it is. And what was really interesting was that in his court defense, this Saban cited religious scripture as the justification for running a prostitution ring, citing the Old Testament saying, you know, men are supposed to exploit women for sexual purposes. Abraham sold his wife Sarah as a concubine to the Pharaoh. Lot gave his two virgin daughters away to a group of perverts from Sodom to save the angels, and on and on and on. And I think it's a rather interesting defense that the Old Testament says, yeah, prostitution's cool, or using women as sex objects is cool. Actually, on second thought, that might explain a very great deal about what's been going on here in the United States of America. Apparently, there's been a case of Catholic priests choosing to flee the country to evade prosecution over child molestation charges. 32 Roman Catholic priests have fled since 1985, according to the Chicago Tribune. And it just gets icky out there. Now, good news for all you perverts, because apparently there's been a New York court ruling. This is a little weird, where they charged this individual for possession of child pornography, but it turned out the only images of child porn on his computer were hidden in the browser cache. When they grabbed this guy's machine and they had the forensics go through and they found the child pornography images, but they were all in his browser cache. And the New York court ruled in the defendant's favor. They basically said images in the browser cache did not represent a deliberate action of downloading and saving the child porn to his local disk. Therefore, it wasn't the same thing as saving the files. Just being in the browser's cache didn't prove possession. It seems like they're stretching a point into an ellipse here and really picking at nits. And they may be putting this issue out there in the media again as another distraction for the election season, just in case gay marriage doesn't last from now through to November. But it seems like a very, very kind of a gray area where if it's in your browser cache, you were looking at it. But basically said the New York court said just looking at child porn online is not in and of itself a crime under the law. You have to be in possession of it. And a browser's cache is not considered possession. That's the legal precedent they set. This is going to be wrangled back and forth in the courts for a very, very long time to come. There was this other story about this babysitter who was abusing a five-year-old and streaming it live to the internet while she did so. And I'm sorry, that's sick. I like to think of myself as this very go-easy kind of guy. You know, everybody does what they want to do in the privacy of their own homes, but I do draw the line at children. When you're hurting children, I go absolutely caveman on you. And I think this stuff is just very, very sick. I don't understand it. I don't understand what's going on in their heads. Some bad wiring or something there. All righty, let's see. Over in Japan, people are still worried about the situation in Fukushima relating to the possibility of that spent fuel rod pool collapsing. There are now calls to the United Nations that the United Nations has to go in there and bring whatever resources it takes to brace this pool, to shore it up, to cover it, to whatever they've got to do to keep it from collapsing. Because if it collapses, the cooling is lost and these fuel rods start to burn or even worse, spontaneously fission. The radiological disaster is going to make the existing problem look like, you know, a flash bulb in the distance. And they're talking about that situation. There seems to be another problem, though, because apparently along the west coast of Japan, in Yamagata, they're all of a sudden detecting very high levels of alpha radiation, and they're saying it's just too far away to be linked to Fukushima Daiichi. So they don't know what's going on. We do know that following the tsunami and the earthquake, there were a couple of very heavy releases of radiation closer to Tokyo, further on down the coast. I forget the name of the city, but it's where Japan's primary nuclear fuel processing facility is located. And they've had problems before. So there may have been nuclear releases other than that one reactor, and they're trying to keep the lid on it. But it's an ugly situation. And I love that idea where the bookies are taking bets. Which will collapse first, the American economy or the spent fuel rod pool? And if they both go, it doesn't really matter which is which here. All righty, let's see, moving right along. There is an organization called the American Pain Foundation. And it billed itself as the nation's largest organization for pain patients, arguing that, you know, doctors have to not be so worried about drug abuse, that they're not giving the patients enough pain medication to deal with their suffering. And it all sounds well and good. And we already know that doctors are so scared of the DEA that they very often will intentionally under-medicate patients and not really provide enough medication to deal with the suffering that they're dealing with. And that's an issue. But this organization apparently claimed it was there to oppose that practice. But it turns out that 90% of its funding came from the pharmaceutical industry. So it's actually a front group to stimulate sales. It's not really working in what they perceive to be the public image. It's just another way of maximizing profitability. And it reminds me, I think we were talking about this story the other day when I was joking around about the Pentagon's desire for some kind of a new system to protect their stealth jets from ultraviolet rays from the sun. And I said, just slap some copper tone on there. And it turned out there was this National Institute for Skin Cancer Prevention. And it was making all these so-called public service announcements about, you know, the correct SPF that you should slather on when you're out there in the sun to prevent skin cancer. And now we're finding out that one of the chemicals inside that suntan oil actually does cause skin cancer. So it was kind of a darned if you do and darned if you don't approach. But it turned out this institute to prevent skin cancer was actually being funded mostly by the tan oil manufacturers themselves in order to push the idea of go out in the sun mostly naked and put on this chemical, as opposed to if you're going to go out in the sun, wear a big floppy hat. Wear a little thing over your shoulders and you're going to be protected from solar radiation. But it was all about selling more of the product, and the same thing with this pain organization. They've now shut down because they've been exposed as an industry front group. And the lesson here for everybody is anytime you see this organization out there saying we're a nonprofit organization devoted to public awareness about X, be aware that they may actually be working for whoever makes X to sell it to you. A lot of these so-called nonprofit public advocacy groups are actually just very clever public relations campaigns to sell you something that you may not want or may not need or could actually be bad for you. All righty. Now, an interesting little situation. As of, July 1st, You know, when you buy a DVD or a Blu-ray and you put it on there, there's that warning that comes up at the beginning. Warning, this is protected by anti-piracy law and the FBI will come over and give you a wedgie if you dare copy this and so forth and so on. Well, apparently that warning is not very effective, or at least they don't think it's very effective, or they're just trying to justify their continuing salaries, because as of July 1, there are going to be two warnings at the beginning of every DVD and Blu-ray saying, we really, really mean it. Don't you dare copy this disc and hand it around. And you have to laugh, because obviously the warning isn't going to be effective no matter how big or glorious it is. The people who are going to steal the content are going to steal it anyway. The new label isn't going to do a darn thing. It's just another way of saying, see, we're working hard to prevent piracy. Second of all, content piracy isn't that big a deal. Most of what Hollywood is producing these days isn't worth stealing. It isn't worth stealing in the first place. Hollywood's profits are going into the Al-Qaeda because most of what they're making is crud. And they don't want to admit they're making crud. They don't want to admit that the new McCarthyism has driven the real creative talent out of Hollywood. So they're going to blame the content pirates. By the way, interesting little thing. Earlier on CNN, in between all the stuff about gay marriage, they were running this story about how Sacha Cohen's newest movie, The Dictator, has aroused the anger of certain Arab American groups that find his movies offensive. And that's kind of his trademark. You know, his first one out there was very racially insensitive and just made fun of all sorts of, you know, racial humor. And, you know, I love what he does in things like, you know, he played the king of Madagascar in the movie Madagascar. And it was a very funny character, which he reprised in Madagascar, too. And I like that kind of stuff that he does. But his movies, I'm not comfortable watching them. And it occurred to me, looking at this thing about, you know, the upset and anger of the Dictator movie, it's a publicity stunt. They're trying to do the band in Boston. They can say, oh, yes, we're opposed to this movie because, and then people say, oh, maybe we should go see it, find out what all the fuss is about. And then you go and you see a very lousy movie and you're saying, I don't understand what the fuss was about. Well, the fuss was there to get you into the movie. And it's a very, very old movie marketing trick. If you've got a movie that you don't think is going to do very well, you get some manufactured group to stand up and say, it's horrible, it's terrible. George Lucas actually did that for the fourth Star Wars movie, you know, where they got somebody said, oh, Jar Jar Binks, that character, he's embodying very thinly veiled racial stereotypes, and we're opposed to him, and he's a computer animated character. How can you be opposed to that? It's not a real thing. It's a fairy tale. But it helps to boost the sales and get people in there. And I actually used this myself. When I was in college theater, it was the heyday of the Christian musicals. You know, Jesus Christ Superstar had come out, and it was all the big deal, the big rage to do. So our college theater department decided they were going to do one. It was called simply JC. It was an original work. And we're mostly through rehearsals, and all of a sudden the local campus Christian Coalition gets a phone call, an anonymous warning that the theater department is getting ready to put on this absolutely sacrilegious show about Jesus. And so they come pounding on the doors of the theater saying, we want to see a rehearsal, and we're standing on our First Amendment rights. No, you have no right to come over here and tell us what we're going to do with our show. And so they go to the campus newspaper, and they kick up this huge fuss that goes all the way to the chancellor of the college. And they come down and say, you must let them see the rehearsals. And so, all right, we'll let them in to see the rehearsal. In this show, there was one scene that was very offensive, and they said, you must remove it. No, we're not going to remove it. Yes, you will remove it. And finally, we removed it. And by that time, we'd sold out the entire show. And we had never had an intention of having this offensive scene in the show from the beginning. We put it in there so we could sucker the Christian Coalition into coming in and giving us more free publicity than we could have ever bought and paid for ourselves. So there's your lesson. This is how these things get sold. So I think this brouhaha over the Dictator is another PR stunt to sell movie tickets for a movie of questionable, dubious quality here. And the reality is that with all the dirty tricks and everything going on, the reality is that most of the content coming out of Hollywood isn't very good. It isn't very interesting. They're living right now. They're surviving on making comic books into movies. And I don't know how you feel about it, but when I was a kid, comic books were considered sort of the low end of the intellectual scale. You know, you're reading comic books. Shouldn't you be out there reading the classics and reading, you know, Dostoevsky or Hemingway or any of the great writers of the day? Nah, I'm reading comic books about Superman and Batman. And now that's the level of our pop culture. We're doing movies about The Incredible Hulk and all the rest of that stuff. That's become the benchmark of the American culture. We're making comic books into movies. And they may be fun movies, and I actually like Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. He's done a cool job on that, but it's still, that's why they're losing money. They're not providing intellectual stimulation. We'll be right back.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the wrap-up of our show today. And I'm watching over at CNN, and their stories right now are a naked unicyclist has just been arrested.
Film at 11.
And the story they're teasing for after their current break is a reporter who was fired because in her off hours she works as a stripper. Okay. I mean, this This is what they're telling you news is, and then they wonder why they're losing audience to the alternative media here. In an effort to keep fanning up gay marriage as an issue for the upcoming election, the Democrats are now talking about moving their national convention, otherwise known as the Study in Foregone Conclusions, out of Charlotte, North Carolina, in response to North Carolina passing this strict ban against gay marriage within their own state. And again, it's because, yeah, they're going to make this an issue. It's not like the Democratic Convention serves any other purpose other than it is free political advertising for Barack Obama. I don't think there are going to be any surprises at the Democratic Convention other than that Biden maybe dropped his VP and Hillary offered the second slot. And I don't think that's going to be that big of a surprise. So this is just more grandstanding. They're desperately trying to make gay marriage an issue of national importance. Because if you start thinking about the economy and the wars, the terrorists are going to win. By the way, whatever magic the plunge protection team was trying to pull out of the hat has not worked. We're almost at the close of the market, and the Dow is back in the red. NASDAQ's back in the red, and S&P will soon be there. That's going to make a lot of people very, very nervous for the market tomorrow. And I think what's going on is knowing that the plunge protection team is pushing the market up and there's no real value there, at some point, those few remaining independent investors in the stock market are going to realize every uptick is a reason to start selling like crazy and maximizing your profits as you get out of the market. There's a big crash coming. We can just absolutely see it coming. We just had a member put up an article at whatreallyhappened.com. What kind of a society do Americans want? And I think that's a very, very valid question right now. Do we want a society that is so totally obsessed with money that all of the considerations just no longer matter? Or do we want a society with a bit more balance where, yes, we all want to have wealth and prosperity and comfort and security, but are there not other concerns that we should be paying attention to? Like, are we going to make our children pay the check for the meals that we're having today? Are we going to allow extreme recklessness with science and technology? Are we going to tolerate lies and deception in service to corporate profitability? And I think the answer for all of those has to be no. So we're going to be back here tomorrow, Friday, end of the week, looking into the weekend. And as we get closer to the NATO conference in Chicago, as we get closer to these P5 talks, it's very obvious that those who seek a world of war and chaos are pulling out all the stops, because they don't want a world of peace and prosperity, because then they can't get votes that way. If we're all happy and comfortable with our families and in our homes and taking care of our children, we're not going to be paying attention to the politicians out there screaming about the need for more action and more taxes. Politicians thrive on chaos and poverty and destruction and war. And that's kind of, we got to start changing the way we organize our society. All right, that's it for the show. We'll be back here tomorrow on Friday here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, hug your loved ones, drive carefully, support alternative media, support Ron Paul, talk him up with everybody that you know, support the Occupy movement, watch out for those FBI informants, and aloha, America.
The next